Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, today you have news about federal help for small businesses. Good morning.
Hi, Beth. Yes, there's a conference coming up here, actually a session that will allow a lot of local businesses, especially those involved in the innovation economy, to get some help that maybe they weren't able to tap before. It's called America's Largest Seed Fund, run through the National Small Business Innovation Research Road Tour, as they call it. First time it's coming to New York State, and it'll be right here in Rochester a week from today on June 18th. It's open to a variety of entrepreneurs and researchers and coordinated through the SBA. Virginia Smith heads up the local office for that federal agency, and she says that a key goal here is to help bring some of those entrepreneurial ideas to market.
So you have people who have phenomenal ideas and concepts that really are looking for grant funds to take them to the next level. And that doesn't matter if you are a startup or if you've already been in business. It really is what's the idea and how much viability does that concept have?
Smith telling me the amount of the money can range anywhere from a few thousand dollars to the hundreds of thousands. So certainly worth it for a lot of these entrepreneurial companies to take a look at this. Again, it's Monday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at NextCore. It used to be known as High Tech Rochester. That's on East Main Street. They do ask that you register if you plan on going there to meet with the reps, since they want to give you some time with those individual federal agencies. Greenlight Networks, the local broadband company, says it'll deploy fiber technology from Nokia to enhance its network and provide speeds of up to 10 gigs per second. The company says it's the first development of that technology in the region. It will enable Greenlight, they say, to provide some of the fastest broadband speeds in the area. Recently, you may remember the State Public Service Commission approved the sale of Greenlight to a Pittsburgh company, which is owned by philanthropist Tom Golisano. Rochester Gas and Electric says that Laganer Farms in Wayne County getting a grant of more than $15,000 that'll help them support electric upgrades to allow the farm operation to expand. Laganer Farms is in Williamson. They've invested about $276,000 for the expansion project. They're transitioning several acres of farmland to organic practices. They also have started a cider company at that farm as well. Ambrell Corporation involved in making products for the induction heating market, and they are expanding. They've moved recently from Scottsville to Lyle Avenue in Rochester at the Canalside Business Center. They plan to add 9 employees to the 80 who are already working there. And Kodak sharing a few test photos on social media and elsewhere for their relaunch of Ektachrome film. They discontinued Ektachrome more than 5 years ago because of slower sales and the rise of digital photography. Ektachrome is known for having extremely fine grain and clean colors. Kodak Alaris, that is the Kodak spinoff company, is involved in this effort. They say sales of professional photographic films have been rising over the last few years. We don't have a specific date on when Ektachrome will be released, but it will be made right here in Rochester, available in 35mm. And film enthusiasts, you know who you are out there, not giving up hope that Kodak might one day bring back Kodachrome and those match bright colors, of course. Nothing definitive on that right now, Beth. Part of the challenge has to do with some of the chemicals they use. Some of them are not really suitable anymore, so I think they're trying to come up with some substitutes. I talked to Jeff Clark a while back about that, and I know there's going to be a big buzz when and if Kodachrome ever comes back.
Get your dark rooms ready again, I guess.
And your Paul Simon songs.
All right. Thank you, Randy. That's Randy Gorman, WXXI's news director, and you hear him on the WXXI Business Report every Monday at this time.